Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's all about right there, what's on your mind, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Until it gets, you know, really, really cold, then the eagles mostly sit in their nests in the winter. You know, they fly if there's a mouse running around in the snow. Other than that, that's it. Yeah. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Want to give back to our listeners? You can get great discounts on all the products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Right on the homepage is a square that says Radio Listener Specials. Just click on that. Get deep discounts, MyPillow, mattress toppers, towels, sheets, slippers, everything they have. And the pet beds are awesome. By the way, Todd, we did buy we bought the small pet bed for our foster.
Oh, well, dog. I've got five of those things.
Yeah, Finn loves it.
I got a large, two mediums, and two smalls for their kennel.
Yep.
So,
yeah, the small is perfect for Finn. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets now, too. So all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials. The promo code is Scott, or you can call them at 800-506-9028 get it done that way as well. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Scott's back on Thursday, I think, T, and Ron Ness is hanging out with us this morning. Good to have you back, buddy.
Welcome. Thank you, gentlemen. It is a fine week in the state of North Dakota. Isn't this why we live here? It's Jesse was living here this morning, going golfing. Hunting seasons are up and running. It's bison fighting hawk week. All smiles from the Vikings win yesterday. Hey, Todd, we beat Seattle.
I know.
Yeah, I know, right? Anytime
I don't watch a Viking game, we do well.
Yeah, exactly. And ask me how much hunting I did this weekend.
What's that?
Ask me how much hunting I did this
weekend. How much hunting did you do this weekend?
I had plans to do a lot of hunting. I didn't do any. It was way too nice.
Well, it was actually a little too hot to be hunting. I hunted Saturday, and I've got a little black English cocker, and my brown one is out with an ACL, so we hunted, and yesterday it was just too hot for him. We made one quick little jaunt and went right back to the truck and started listening to the Vikings game. So, yeah, those stress-free Viking wins, that's rare.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. It didn't come down to a field goal or some, you know, last-minute anything. They won it handily.
Well, I've got so many Seahawk friends that are, Seahawk fan friends that are just relentless leading up to the game. So they're all crickets today, though. Not hearing a thing from them for some reason.
Well, in addition to all the sports and all that stuff, we had lots of people out elk hunting. We had the youth deer season. We had by the way, we were in Watford City last week for our annual meeting. The Badlands are just absolutely spectacular right now. What a great opportunity for a little journey out west this time of year to see what's going on out western North Dakota and check out the Badlands because they're spectacular. We've got just an absolutely fantastic lineup of all things North Dakota today. We're going to start, and we want your calls and your texts for any of these guests this morning at 258-0550. Call 258-0550 or text 237-1590. Text 237-1590. So, Todd, that almost looks like bison gold to match my bison green that I have on, but we've got Bubba Schweiger.
It happens to be a K-Fire shirt, but that's...
Well, we're taking it as bison gold,
that's
Todd.
Fine.
We've got UND head football coach Bubba Schweiger on this morning. Bubba is a great North Dakotan, and we're also proud of the job that he's doing at UND. He's going to come in at a little after 9:15 and talk football and the big game this week.
He's not going to like your shirt, by the way.
Well, you know, Bob is good with it. He knows the deal. So, but we're going to have a little bit of fun. But we would love your thoughts, your texts, your calls on what's the outlook for the big game this weekend. I suspect, you know, it's not only a big game in North Dakota, but in the Missouri Valley Conference. So we're going to visit with Bob a little bit about the transition from the Big Sky Conference to the Missouri Valley Conference, but just see what he has to say. Football coaches are hard guys to get on the radio, by the way. I think we're They didn't play this weekend, so we had a little window that we could catch up today.
There we go.
So very fortunate to have Bubba on the call today, and thanks to my friends at the UND Alumni Association for helping lining that up. Following that, we've got an incoming new CEO at Sanford Health in Bismarck, and Todd Schaefer, Dr. Todd Schaefer, is going to be here. He's a Carrington, North Dakota native, and he's going to talk about his new role, but really update us on where we're at with COVID. As many of you know, our good friend and Congressman Kelly Armstrong came down with COVID this past weekend, and he was vaccinated in early January of last year. So one of my questions for Todd is, I see the booster is out. Is that something that everybody should be looking at getting if you've had your two vaccines and you want another one? Is this thing going to wear off? I suspect so.
Well, I mean, they said that the two are fine, and then all of a sudden the booster talk came, so do we really know?
Well,
and act 2 years ago, none of us knew about this thing in the first place, so we're all learning, I guess.
We will be asking those questions, and we would appreciate your texts and questions for Dr. Schaefer this morning. At the 10 o'clock hour, we've got Chris Berg, the host of Point of View, and Chris has got a new initiative out now, and it is called North Dakota, Our Time Is Now. And he's going to be discussing with all of you just really what a great time this is for North Dakota to really take charge of our own destiny. The questions that Chris was out at our annual meeting last week asking our audience is, what should North Dakota do to become the freest state in the nation? What would it look like and mean if we were considered the freest state in the nation? What should North Dakota do to become the most business-friendly state in the nation? And what's the single most important thing North Dakota should do to attract workforce and families to our state? Those are the questions for you. We look forward to your texts and your questions for Chris. But he's going to be, I think Chris is going to take this across the state of North Dakota. It drew a lot of interest at our annual meeting, and it's really, really interesting to see what the responses are from North Dakotans. And then in the 10:30 to 11 o'clock hour, we've got Jeb Williams, the new Game and Fish Commissioner for the state of North Dakota. Hunting seasons are up and rolling. We had the waterfall season kick off this weekend. We've got a lot of different seasons, but we're going to talk to Jeb about a lot of things, about the outlook for pheasants, outlook for deer, but this EHD deer thing, I don't know, Kevin and Todd, if you guys have watched this, but we've got deer dropping across the state of North Dakota like flies.
Oh, no.
And we need a hard freeze to kill that little midge, but the impacts are devastating, and we're seeing it across, looks to me like a much bigger region, and we're going to dig into that with Jeb, and a lot of concerns about license refunds. Should we be, you know, or is it safe to eat these deer if we don't know? Lots of different things, of course, with the Game and Fish Commissioner. So with that, Mr.
We
Kevin,
we had the same issue at my father-in-law around they're probably 40 miles south of Aberdeen in South Dakota a year or two ago with that same, is it EHD or EDA?
EHD, and it's really bad along the Missouri River in Bismarck right now. And then
they found where my father-in-law's farm is. They found like 22 deer that had died that had been around two different stock ponds. So that's one of the places they propagate. But yeah, it's a big deal. And it's affecting a lot of deer.
That is my understanding, that it is kind of around the mud when the water drops and you get dry falls and summers, the water drops and there's this midge that gets into that, and until it freezes hard, that continues to be there. So when the deer are going to water, the white-tailed deer specifically are going to water, they get this. And there are some reports of just lots of deer numbers piling up. So we're going to have Jeb here to discuss that. And just a great lineup of guests today. I think North Dakotans are interested in all of these topics, and this having UND back in the conference with the Bison, that is really, really exciting. They're going to play every year now, and so we're going to get to live this thing like we did 20 years ago. So unfortunate that we lost that decade, and it's going to be interesting to see if the players grasp the magnitude of the rivalry of these two great universities that we have in the state. So that's a lot of fun. As I mentioned, we had our annual meeting last week in Watford City, and we had former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke there. I don't know, Kevin, if you've heard Secretary Zinke speak, but man, is he a powerful, dynamic speaker. And he was talking about our country and, you know, all of this concern going across. But he just kept saying it's fixable. It is absolutely fixable. People have to come together. And as a guy that was the leader of SEAL Team 6 and fought wars across his country for us, he's now going to be running for that new congressional seat in the state of Montana. And just a very powerful speech. People just react so well to him.
He was on the he was on with Scott last week out at the conference and talked about his book American Commander, and it's on my short list now to download and listen to because he's very impressive.
That is so interesting because we were sitting around saying, that guy needs to write a book. I didn't hear that. American Commander?
Yep. Serving a country worth fighting for and training the brave soldiers who lead the way. He wrote it in 2016. Yep.
Wow, fantastic. So just a really great American, and he's all Montana. So we'll be back with UND football coach Bubba Swaggart after these messages.
Go ahead. And what's on your mind? 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. It's great minds, Todd.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Monday edition brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We were up in Crookston for football on Friday night. Drove through Yulin and I had to swing in there. And the chicken chunks are always fantastic anytime. But if you want to talk lunch specials today in Yulin, serving up Salisbury steak. Glennon's got meat lasagna, 205 NP Avenue and Fargo Swedish meatballs. 12th Avenue North got the Salisbury steak as well. West Main Avenue in West Fargo serving up homemade tater tot hot dish today. sausage, potatoes in Harwood and Valley City right off 292 off 94, beef tips and gravy, or scallop potatoes and ham. And always remember, the 4 for $4 deal goes every day. That's a personal pan pizza, soda, couple of cookies, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ron Ness is in for Scotty today, and it's a big weekend. We're in Grand Forks on Saturday for the battle between the Hawks and the Bison. I don't know about you guys, but I am pumped to have this game back. I am pumped to have the rivalry back. I just think we need to bring the trophy back so that the trophy travels. Just me, though.
Well, I think you're exactly right. We do need a trophy. Bubba, are you on the phone this morning? Good morning.
Hey, Coach.
Are you amped up this week, Coach?
Well, we're preparing, and we better be amped up. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome. 18 years went by fast, but it seems like a long time ago when North Dakota State has been up here to play. So the way it should be, and Missouri Valley Football Conference opener. So a lot riding on this game.
Well, that's a big opener, Bubba. Let's do a little bit of background on you. Of course, Zeeland, North Dakota product. How many years you've been head coach now, and where were you at prior?
Yeah, you know, I was here 15 years as an assistant, and always appreciated those opportunities. Roger Thomas and Dale Lennon afforded to me, and I left for 10, and I was down at Southern Illinois for 6 years, and before that was over at Minnesota Duluth, and got an opportunity to come back, and very humbled by this opportunity. And this will be the 8th season now that I've been the head coach here at UND.
Wow, eight years already, Bubba. And I'll have to let my friends at University of Mary know, Roger Thomas, Dale Lennon. So when you get ready to retire at UND, you'll probably be heading over to U Mary, I imagine, to join the legacy.
It's kind of the pathway, right?
Yeah. So Bubba, you guys are on a roll at home. What's your streak at home?
I'm not sure what it is, but we've been, you know, since the Alaris Center's been built, you know, we got off to a great start in 2001, didn't lose, and went on to win a national championship. But it's been a good home field advantage. You know, our crowd gets into it, and should be no different this Saturday. Crowd getting on their feet and making noise, first, second, third down, and it helps. But, you know, I think our guys get excited to play at home. We've got this tradition that Dale Lennon started with the walk through the tailgate crowd, and I think it creates a lot of energy and a lot of excitement for us. But it really comes down to execution yet and focus. But it's a hard place to play, as indoor places are. They're very loud, and it challenges the opponent. So we hope to play well, because you really create the energy and keep the energy going by playing well and you know, forcing turnovers, making big plays yourself, and eliminating big plays by your opponent.
Bubba, if I can jump in quick, I'll tell you, I watched you guys destroy Drake, and I got to say, I think Tommy Schuster's that kid is a game changer. I mean, if he's on, as mobile as he is, I think if you can keep him, you know, moving and you know, keep his eyes downfield, you got a chance to really give the Bison a game here. I have no doubt about it. That kid's impressive.
Well, we like Tommy as a quarterback. He stays really calm. I think that's one of his strengths. He provides a lot of stability for our team because he stays calm, and we know we got to protect him so he can do his thing, and he makes good decisions. You know, and the one thing that he's very competitive. He doesn't seem like it because there aren't a lot of outward emotions and all that, but he's very competitive. You know, a guy that played point guard on his high school basketball team, was a 3-year starter at a large school on his football team, and led him to a state championship, and just really solid player. So we think he can really do a great job for us by staying calm. And I think he and Coach Freund always have a good relationship and do well, you know, with adjustments throughout the game. And we always count on him to play well, which he's done for us.
Your superstar running back, Otis Way, I assume he was a little dinged up a few weeks ago. He's back at full strength for this weekend?
Yeah. You know, we need Otis playing at a high level, and we got to get him into space. He's been really good and explosive player for us. And, you know, we just got to do a good job of giving him the right amount of touches, and that's always, you know, something you're looking for in the game. And we have, you know, have to rotate guys in a tailback because we know this is going to be a real physical game. But he's done a good job for us in big games, and he's a hard-nosed runner. So we need his, we need to find ways to get him the ball and get him into space.
Bubba, when you look at the big difference between moving from the Big Sky to the Missouri Valley and that Missouri Valley Conference, just week after week, these opponents come at you and the games are all physical. What do you see as the big change in the big thing that UND needs to do to stay in the hunt?
Well, you know, in the spring we got our first taste of Missouri Valley play, and you know, Weber State was a team that was similar to Missouri Valley football teams, and the Big Sky was an awesome place to play. You go into play in Montana State, and Montana State was a physical team too, played a lot more of the style like we see more in the Missouri Valley. So the difference is a little bit of style of play. You know, there's so much emphasis on quarterbacks and receivers in the Big Sky with certain teams, and it's just a different type of preparation and what you need to prepare for. And you know, so the style of play is a little bit different. The travel is, for us, we think, a little bit more comfortable. You know, playing out in the Big Sky was always challenging, playing at night when you're kicking off maybe 9 o'clock your local time and getting back at 6 in the morning. You know, that always affected you. The next week is where I think that affected you because your sleep pattern's a little bit off. And but both great leagues, and we're really excited to be in the Missouri Valley. This is the best fit for us. I think it's a better student athlete experience, a better fan and booster experience, you know, playing our rivals each and every year, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, and South Dakota, you know, getting up and down I-29 and recalling some of those memories from those battles years ago. And our guys are going to get to experience some of that for the first time going through the league.
Well, I think North Dakotans would agree across the board, just week after week, great rivalry. Bubba, how about highlight a couple of your North Dakota players on your roster that we should look for this weekend?
Well, you know, Bo Balquist in his second year from New Rockford, and we think he's had an excellent start to his career, very competitive. He's made huge strides in our program, and we like him through the recruiting process, and we just think he's got a bright future in front of him. Adam Zavolny out of Park River, also a guy that walked onto our program that has just really turned into a good, solid football player. We have some guys from Western North Dakota. Trace Deckler is getting more time now at tight end for Mandan, and he's paid his dues here in our program.
Bubba, we're going to have to wrap up here, and thank you so much for joining us. Best wishes this weekend, and the state of North Dakota will be watching with pride. So have a great weekend, and have some smiles on Saturday.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
All right, Bar, what's in your mind? 701-258-0550.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell us what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agencies with Business Life.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners, and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that they are truly have their world protected. It can be scary. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us, different elements that can attack a business. Try to make sure they're covered in every way.
DJ Coulter and his team at American Family Insurance.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators arriving at the scene of a train derailment in a remote part of Montana on Saturday. They started arriving on Sunday, but their work will begin in earnest today. Jacob Cordero was among the passengers on the train.
I'm a pretty big guy, and it picked me up and threw me into the wall, and then from that position into the other wall, until I finally righted myself and was like, oh my goodness, we're derailing from this track right now.
Again, three people were killed and dozens injured in that derailment of the Amtrak passenger train known as the Empire Builder, not far from Joplin, Montana. At last check, five people were still hospitalized, but were expected to survive. Team USA is celebrating a victory in the 43rd Ryder Cup that was played over the weekend. The American team combining for 19 points to claim the 27th American Ryder Cup victory. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Happy to have you here, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. And now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share your values, our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. And switching is easy. You just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. That's patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-P-A-T-R-I-O-T. 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind. Well, Ron Ness is sitting in for Scotty today. And we're going to talk some health care in Bismarck, as I understand it.
We are going to talk health care, but first I have to tell you, Kevin, that last segment was so inspirational, and there's so much football talk right now across the state of North Dakota that we've got a little football game going on right outside the window here. Jim and his grandson are out here throwing the football around. Man, this radio is powerful.
Oh, yeah. Well, after watching the Vikings win and knowing we had a big game coming up this weekend, you can't help but be inspired right now.
It was good to have Bubba on, and he's just a great North Dakota, and you have to be proud of what he's done, and so it was fun. It's going to be a great football game, and as you said, Kevin, it is just great to have that game back on, and as Bubba said, to have them in the conference,
long since they played up there.
I need
it. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Those of you who are young, one of those things about getting old is 20 years seems like about 2. It kind of works like
that. Well, we certainly missed it as a state. And Kevin, I think you're right. There's absolutely – they took away the nickel trophy, but now we've got to find a trophy that we've got a rivalry with South Dakota State and the Dakota marker, but we need to have a big old
– you just need the nickel trophy. It should be the dollar trophy by now with inflation. Yeah. You know.
So, well, we're gonna transition from football to healthcare. Todd? Dr. Todd Schaefer is our guest in studio today. Todd is the incoming president of Sanford Bismarck, a job that he's going to start transitioning to here early next month, I believe. So, and officially, Mike LeBeau is going to move on upward into the Sanford organization. But, Todd, good to have you here. He's a Carrington, North Dakota native. So why don't you give us a little backdrop on yourself, Todd?
Perfect. I appreciate you having me in the studio this morning. I am currently the vice president of the clinic at Sanford, a position that was also held by Dr. LeBeau. So I've been very appreciative of his mentoring in that role, but then was afforded the opportunity to be able to step into the president CEO role as Mike is going to the enterprise to do bigger and better things. continue to support patient care throughout our entire footprint. So as you said, born and raised in Carrington, went to school there. So the rivalry game this weekend speaks to both sides of my heart. I was an NDSU undergrad, did a doctorate in pharmacy there, graduated 98, and then jumped up to medical school up at UND right after that. So it was hard being a Bison fan in at the time. It was the Fighting Sioux in Sioux Country. So I get to, like I said, depending on allegiances in terms of NDSU football, UND hockey, and how that works out. So it's kind of fun that way. A lot of people ask me which way I'm gonna cheer with that. But after I finished medical school, did my residency up in Grand Forks, family medicine residency, so I'm a family med doc, and went back to Carrington back in 2005 and practiced out there for about 10 years. Joined Sanford 7 years ago in 2014, and then I worked in the walk-in on the north side, the State Street Clinic. And then about 2.5 years ago, took a position in administration as the vice president of the clinic. And 2.5 years later, here I am ready to take over for Dr. LeBeau with that. So very excited to be able to have that opportunity. So
yeah. Well, congratulations, Todd, and certainly you know Dr. LeBeau left his big shoes to fill, but he's also the kind of guy that develops leaders, and he is full confidence in you. And just not to jump back to football, Todd, but I think there's an entrepreneurial opportunity here. We need to have I'm wearing a Bison shirt today. We need to have a shirt that's half and half. And then it's got some kind of a UND hockey logo in the middle.
Well, it's got green on it, at least. We know that, right?
The thing would sell, man. It's like guys like Todd, he's like, walk right down the middle. So we're gonna work on that after the show. So, Todd, one other little piece of your history that I know. We had a ceremony earlier this summer, and I believe you became a full colonel in the National Guard, and you went through War College, so quite an accomplishment while you were extremely busy at Sanford, kind of leading this COVID charge for the facility. So congratulations on that. And how long have you been in the National Guard?
So I've been in the National Guard for 29 years now. So I started out enlisted when I was at NDSU. I was actually a heavy equipment operator, so got to drive around bulldozers and scrapers and 10-ton dump trucks. And then when I got into medical school, then I transitioned to the officer corps and have been a medical officer since there. So it's been, like you, to your point, 29 years seems like 2.9 years. And it goes fast when you look back at it. Because as they were talking about the last time, you know, the Bison played up in Grand Forks, I was actually in residency at that game. And I remember my heart sinking in my shoes when they stopped him on that fourth down play and ran over to the trophy. So it was. You know, I remember it like it was yesterday,
yeah.
And it just doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
So time does go fast, and, you know, so been in the National Guard, right now currently working as the Army State Surgeon, working closely for medical readiness to make sure that our soldiers are ready to head out the door in a moment's notice if they need them. So it's a fantastic job, fantastic role. And just one more thing that I get to do, my wife gives me a hard time saying, you know, in your quote-unquote free time, I can do things on that. So it's but again, it's another thing that I'm, you know, honored to do and to be able to work for the state of North Dakota.
Have you served a couple of tours overseas?
I have been over four times, twice to Iraq and twice to Afghanistan.
Holy cow, Todd. This is I don't know how we keep up with this guy. I do have one memory, though. When you say Carrington and UND and NDSU football, I vividly remember Jim Kleinsaucer catching a pass and just ripping right through the Bison defenders and winning the scoring the winning touchdown. And kudos to Carrington on Jim Kleinsaucer. So he's probably
running. I was running the field mic that day for the Bison getting just crushed by the Fighting Sioux at the time, and Mr. Jim Kleinsaucer. Yes, that was
always fun to root for Jim. You know, being from Carrington and you know, being a Bison fan and watching him run through it, when the feelings in my head were good for you, but not great for us. And it was incredible to watch.
Yeah, he was a special athlete. So, Todd, just been a busy 18 months at Sanford, and just for all the listeners, every day at Sanford is a busy day, and you were the head of the physicians, and aside from COVID, let's just talk about, you know, this, the volume of numbers, the births, the surgeries, and you guys are just really becoming a premier medical provider in from Sanford Bismarck in terms of central and western North Dakota and the region. So just give people a sense of the day-to-day busyness at the hospital.
So, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, what we strive to be is the premier medical center, a destination for people in their medical care, not just for Bismarck-Mandan, but for all the western region. So we reach out to eastern Montana, northern South Dakota, just trying to provide the level of care that the people of western North Dakota deserve. And that includes central North Dakota as well, reaching over to Jamestown. So, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, COVID has definitely put a strain on the system. But even before COVID, we were busy on a day-to-day basis. You know, we start out the day looking for beds for people. You know, they're sitting on in the ER waiting for rooms, waiting for beds. Staff has worked really, really hard to make sure that our patients are cared for safely in a high-quality fashion. So we want to make sure that they're taken care of, that we're not discharging people too early, we're not taking appropriate care of people. We want to make sure that we have as much as we can for as many people as we can, but we also emphasize safety and quality at the top of it. And with what we've been able to do prior to COVID, through COVID, even through today, with a lot of the you know, decrease in healthcare-acquired infections, all the different quality metrics that we're measured on has been quite remarkable. So it's been fantastic to go through, but yet it's been hair-raising because, you know, our staff has really stepped up. And again, for them, it's not new. It's just different. You mix the COVID in there. You still have a bed crunch. There's only so much space we have in the hospital, and we every day we're searching for places to be able to put patients. Because again, working in a small town, I understand what it's like to take care of a patient that needs that critical help, and to not be able to get them to a facility that can take care of your patient is just a terrible feeling. So understanding what it's like to be a small town provider has really motivated us to provide those care for everybody. You know, our team is all North Dakotans. You know, you look, yep. Dr. LeBeau is from Newtown, Fred Fridley from Watford City, myself from Carrington. So we've got a very strong small town North Dakota feel in our team.
We've got a number of questions coming in, and we'll spin through those in the second segment. Let's focus in on, and that will include a little chat about the mask mandate that Sanford and other hospitals have imposed. But let's just talk about the current COVID numbers and the trends in the last 2 weeks, and where you guys are at in terms of capacity at the hospital, and what you're seeing from a standpoint of the severity of the patients that are needing the care.
So, you know, the one thing that's a bit misleading by the numbers that are put out for people to see is that not only do we have active COVID cases, but we also have patients that are in the hospital that have had COVID that are either still on a ventilator or they still have a lot of medical care that they need. They're just not, quote unquote, in their infectious state. So there are a lot of patients that are in there that still have this, you know, disease of COVID, just not the active infectious state. So this morning we were at 34 patients. That's 3-4 with five others that were in the emergency room holding, waiting for a bed to open up for them. So it's about 39 that we're looking at. Our data analytics team had predicted us to be right at our surge right now. We trended just a bit below that. You know, we've been in that 25 to 35 range. We expected the peak to be anywhere from 40 to 47. So we're actually getting closer to what we expected from our data analytics team. So, you know, again, but those numbers with the 47, there's probably another 20 to 25 that are in the hospital that have had it.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and that trend line has flattened, but it's really the capacity of the hospital to be able to serve the rest of us when we need health care is a big issue that I've really learned to focus on during this COVID discussion. So we're going to come back with some additional questions for Dr. Todd Schaefer after these messages.
701-258-0550 or text 701-237-1590.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion.
That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And Ron's just getting his last preparation going in questions here.
We are ready to roll.
For Dr. Todd.
We are back with Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford, the incoming CEO. Todd, we've got a short time window here. We've got a lot of questions. First of all, let's talk a little bit about we're moving into flu season now. We talked about the hospital capacity issue. There's a booster available. So what are the recommendations from you in terms of obviously Sanford saying go visit with your doctor and let your doctor walk you through these different issues, but flu shot and a booster vaccine, what are you suggesting people should be thinking about?
So the American College of Immunization Practice, ACIP, which is the organization that we follow, has recently put out recommendations for the booster shot. Pfizer did receive approval for that booster. Previously, it was just a third shot. Same concept, same dose, same everything, but just named a little bit differently from terminology to help those that are immunosuppressed, you know, kidney transplants, cancer patients, et cetera. But now it's actually approved for a booster shot as well. Those that are age 65 and older, otherwise healthy, in general thought to be a little more immunosuppressed, they recommend a booster for them. And also, if you look at frontline healthcare workers in high-risk situations. So if you're like me and, you know, I'm sitting in the C-suite and not taking direct patient care, not likely somebody for me that's under the age of 65. However, if you're a front-facing staff that takes care of patients, the recommendations are to look at doing that as well. Otherwise, the flu shot, we also recommend that. You know, we're right now doing flu blitzes. Along with COVID. So if you want to get your COVID shot as well as the flu shot, we recommend that. When they first came out, they recommended separating shots by about 14 days, not understanding it, how things would react. But we know now that it's safe to do that. So with flu season right around the corner, we want to make sure that people are getting their flu shots as well. You know, with capacity that we talked about before, we really were lucky, knock on wood, that we didn't see any flu last year. But if we start to get a heavy flu season, in addition to COVID, in addition to what we do on a daily basis, we're gonna it is gonna overwhelm the system quickly if we don't see the level of immunization that we need to.
So your recommendation today for folks like Todd and myself, if we received a two vaccines, that we should go out either available today, either through our medical provider or through public vaccines, that we should go out and look for a booster shot at this point.
So if you do meet those criteria, then you know I would recommend that you get that booster shot. So that's why it's important to visit with your primary care provider to ask if you are in the category that are eligible for that booster shot.
But certainly, if you're one that's gotten flu shots in the past, go get yourself a flu shot anytime now. So
absolutely,
Sanford and many other medical providers have made the choice that if you're going to work for Sanford, you're going to have a vaccine. So you want to talk a little bit about that? I know we've got a lot of questions coming in on that. Why Sanford do that?
So at the front of every decision that we make is patient safety. And at the end of the day, the decisions that we make, they're not financially driven. They're not any other factor that we consider first and foremost other than patient safety. So when you look at vaccines, when they first came out and we saw the effectiveness of those, not only at preventing severe illness, hospitalizations, and death, there is studies out there that do indicate that there are protective effects towards asymptomatic spread. So if we have our employees who are not vaccinated, that could potentially spread that, to us was kind of the key behind it. If we have patients that are coming in to get care from us, our first measure and our first count is to do no harm to our patients. And at the end of the day, how many patients getting COVID in our facility is acceptable? Is it one? Is it 20? In our opinion, it's zero. If you come in, if you fall and break your hip and you come into our facility without COVID and you leave it with COVID, that is unacceptable. So that's the road and the thought process about how we came to the mandate.
We've got a lot of questions, Todd, and I think that from that standpoint, it's still a private employer determination on that issue. But question coming in on the hydrochloric clean, something that I've heard discussed is that we've really gotten a lot better at just managing the COVID reactions to patients who come in and the ventilators, and we've learned a lot.
We've learned a whole lot about that. You know, hydroxychloroquine was a medicine that showed some promise early on. When you look, you know, President Trump was on it when he first was infected with it, plus the monoclonal antibodies. So when you look at that, at first it showed some promise, But over time, it did show a lot of adverse effects with it as well. It does lengthen one of the heart intervals. It's called a QT interval. It can lengthen that and can lead to some arrhythmias, which were, as they say, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze in that point in time. So that's why it's not recommended. Kind of same with ivermectin. It's a parasitic medication used worldwide for that, but it just hasn't shown the benefit that we've seen with it at this point in time.
Dr. Todd Schaefer, thank you very much. I think we could do this all day. Lots of questions coming in, lots of interest. The bottom line, big shout out to the healthcare workers who are keeping us safe. It's a busy place, and I know the nurses and the docs and all of the staff have done a great job over the last 18 months. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back at 10 o'clock hour with Chris Berg.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.